Transform Your Abundance. I'm Anna B., and I also have Anita Rausch on the air with me. Hi, Anita. It's our time.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yep.
So, yeah, you and I have been having these conversations, but we've been traveling quite a bit, so I'm so happy that we're able to do this one this evening. And hi to anybody and everybody who's listening in, whether you're listening in live or the recording. We're happy that you're here to share your energy. And that's kind of a big deal that I wanted to talk about. Energy out into the world, the abundance of energy out into the world, and the types of energy out in the world. I think that's an interesting take after this past week with interesting energy. Not good, not bad, just is what it is. So, what? Give us your spin on energy as far as what that is in the world, and especially with what's going on out there.
Okay,
share with me a little nugget.
Yeah, well, here's what I think it is in a nutshell, okay? I know it's easy to blame, and I know people do things that, you know, we're human, so we're not always going to be perfect, even though we may try to be perfect. So my take is we each have to take responsibility for the energy we put out. And when I say that, like my Reiki teacher could not do our Reiki share today, and she asked if someone else could take it over. So I didn't hesitate. I just took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there were four of us on there, and we asked for energy healing for specific things, but then we did an energy healing. Hopefully everybody on this call and you, Anna, were feeling it. We did an energy healing out to the world, to the earth and all living beings for abundance, great health, protection, love, compassion. So when I say we have to take responsibility, to me, serving is one of the greatest things we can do. We can concentrate on fear. We can concentrate on what's going on. But personally, I have no time for that in my life. You know, while I'm still breathing, I am going to serve and put out good energy, make my words positive. If someone irritates me or aggravates me, I'm not going to judge. I just will simply say to myself, you know, we're just not in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Not everybody's in the same vibration at the same time. And I don't put any judgment around that anymore, because it's my responsibility to put out the kind of energy I want to see.
Right, that you want to
so
receive
that's my
back.
Take.
Because that's the key.
Correct.
Right there, because that energy is a boomerang.
Right.
And so whatever we're putting out into the world, it spins and it comes back to us. So, and it can come
Correct.
Back to us in many different ways, an equivalent in vibration and frequency. And so, you know, one of the things, every time I try to, I don't want to say try, but whenever I am putting this information out, like we're going to do this show, and I talk about this abundance, this is Transform Your Abundance. And I'm looking at that title and I'm thinking, you know, what do people think when they see that? First thing they're going to see, oh, it's about changing your money status or your financial status. And that's really not what it is. Abundance is about the energy that you're putting out. And I love what you said. You allow your energy to do what it calls you to do. And you're so intuitive in that you know immediately how to shift your energy, how to move your energy in the direction that it needs to go. And that's what we want to help people with here. That's what we want to help. We're helping ourselves, because you and I know, like, I feel very fortunate because I get to talk to you at least once a week, if not sometimes two and three times a week. So, you know, to have a having a group of people that support your perspective and support your thoughts, and even when you're not vibrating in that way that you want to be vibrating, you know, maybe you're having a day that's just, you know, kicking you in the butt, really, or you're feeling, you know, what you say, feeling some sort of way. Like today, I mean, in my memories when I went on Facebook earlier to post this about the show, you know, a picture of my daughter when she was about four popped up, you know, and I love that picture. I love my kid. I put it out there just with a little heart because it tugs at my heart a bit because I'm not seeing her. At the same time, energetically, I speak to her. I speak to her every morning and every evening. You know, so energetically, most people would say, well, that's kind of crazy, Anna. You don't get to see your daughter very often, and how can you deal with that, and how can you do this? And it's taken, you know, Anita, you've been on this journey with me. It's taken some time. And at the same time, I realized that we're never not with them, you know, energetically.
Right.
We're never not with those that we love and we care about. We are putting our energy out there like that. If you get that, and again, that's, you know, again, that's about, that is about my abundance. That is about the abundance of my energy. That's about, actually, someone asked me a question earlier about, I didn't sleep very well. So I do these, sometimes I'll do these meditations. I didn't sleep well because I had a huge Starbucks coffee late in the day yesterday. And I was, so my brain was just going. And so probably until 4 o'clock this morning. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I'm, you know, usually I'm like, I need to get my sleep. And, you know, so I start listening to these beats. But one of the things that I was listening to was about that my world takes care of me. I'm taken care of. And it's not about anything external of me. It's internal of me. And so that was the kind of the mantra of the meditation is like, all is fine. I bring peace into my world. Peace is within me. My world takes care of me. You trust the energy, and you trust that bigger part of you, whether you call that God, universe, source, is really taking care of you. You don't have to see, again, we say, you don't have to see that 2 miles or that 200 feet in front of you. You just trust that it's there, and you trust that you're going to be taken care of. And there's so many ways that's happened for me in this world because I'm letting go of the resistance of it. And so, you know, when we talk to people, and I've heard you talk too, we talk about this, you know, letting go of the stuff or the things or the ideas or the thoughts or the what ifs that are going to stop you dead in your tracks, because that's what most people do.
Right.
And, it's so important that we shift those blocks and resistance and we move them aside and realistically look at them and say, in this moment right now, is this happening to me? In this moment right now, I caught myself. I was missing my daughter. But in this moment right now, do the feelings of sadness, are they really real for me right now? Would I rather be in sadness or be in joy that this little human is in the world today? The feeling of love and of just absolute adoration for this child is so much more powerful than the sadness of not being with them, the lackful thinking of not being with them. So now I look at that and I've got the scale of, you know, which one would I rather be in? And personally, I'd rather be in the love. I'd rather be in the peace, the compassion, the kindness. You know, I think that is way more powerful. And so, again, you know, we talk about abundance. That's abundance. To me, that's abundance. And it has to start there. And when it starts within you, then you see evidence of it all around, and that does include money, that does include finance, that does include your needs being met and beyond. And
the right
you can't,
people
I mean, you
coming
can't,
into your life.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, the resources you need, all that stuff is abundance. But, you know, it all goes, like you said, on energy. And I'm sure there's not a person on this call that hasn't, like, sat and been thinking of someone and then that person calls. Well, what is that? All that is energy. Right? They have put their energy toward that person, thinking about that person, and that person calls out of the blue. That's just one example that probably everybody's experienced.
And here's another one too. Like, we're driving through South Carolina yesterday, and before I hit South Carolina, I messaged my cousin who lives there, and I said, I understand this is an interesting time, but just to let you know that I'm coming through, and if you would like, I can do a drive-by and wave at you. You know. And he messaged back to me, and he said, I love you so much, and I would love to see you. But this is not a good time for me. And so in the past, I would have been like, my heart would have been like, oh, wow, he doesn't love me enough, you know. But yesterday, I remember saying, he's taking care of himself. He's taking care of his own needs. And I appreciate the fact that he's putting himself first. So that's a different perspective.
Right. And being honest, I mean, I'd rather have people be honest with me.
Yeah. And so, again, this is there are little nuances to all of this that we shift. And, you know, it's been nice, you know, having these conversations with you because you've spoken up and you've said, well, look at it this way, you know, and you're like, oh, okay. I see that perspective. And, again, all comes back to abundance. Abundance is a way you live your life. It's not It's not any one specific thing. And so when we're talking about abundance, we're talking about living an abundant life in all forms and fashions. I think that's the one thing that I want to get through to people more than anything, because I don't really want to change the name of the show and keep changing it, you know, because I think I think one of the your specialties is really helping people. Probably, the most of your folks, are they mostly coming to you about finance or money? Or is it because you are, I call you the abundance catalyst, like you really help people shift. What is the one thing that you think people show up and have conversations with you about, or you coach them on?
Like, I think, like you said, finances, but also relationships, people in their lives.
Okay.
I'd say those are the two biggies. And a lot of times when I just work with their words, like you and I were talking about earlier, putting positive out, you know, whether you've seen it happen or not, but put positive out, you know, I am abundant. I receive money easily in expected and unexpected ways. You know, those kind of sayings every day. You know, my relationships are very loving and compassionate. When I get them to change their words and sometimes do that little bracelet thing, switch, you know, the bracelet from wrist to wrist if they catch themselves, you know, talking negatively, then once they go positive, I mean, within a week or two, they see differences in their life.
Right. There is, I want to say, there's a huge shift that happens when you let go of that, you know, lack-filled mentality. And then, you know, words like, and Amy's done this, Amy's reminded me, it's instead of using the word like if, use when, you know, if it happens, or when it happens, when this shows up, mm-hmm. when these things are going to happen. One of the things that I've noticed mm-hmm. too is once you let, it's almost like when you let go, you open mm-hmm. yourself up to something bigger, or yes. you don't even have to try. I think you and I had talked off air about some abundance stuff too, and I was doing just something mm-hmm. really simple for a client. I mean, it's literally going into the back dashboard of her website and handling something for her. And she messaged me and she mm-hmm. said, I'm going to PayPal you $50 for helping me with mm-hmm. that. I was like, and instead of saying, no, that's okay, I said, why, thank you. I appreciate that. So again,
that's right.
A lot of times people right. stop it by saying, oh, no, 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 it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, mm-hmm. allow me. You know, so it's mm-hmm. it's almost this tug of
being
war.
Being able to receive increases
yes.
your flow.
Yes. yes. And that's why I wanted to say that is important when you allow people, when you're giving, you know, I know we've talked, you
mm-hmm.
and folks that don't know, my relationship with Anita goes way back to when I owned my t-shirt printing company, and she was the buyer for the Friends of Amicalola Falls, which is a beautiful park
right.
in North Georgia, and she was a volunteer with them, and she came to us to print mm-hmm. some shirts so that they could sell them to raise money, which we did, and you taught me
mm-hmm.
So much about just allowing, because I remember mm-hmm. because we had no idea what those shirts were doing, and I think that was a big aha mm-hmm. for me too when you explained to me that because you were able to purchase these shirts and then turn around and sell them, then you raised money, and then you guys were able to do all this stuff for the park. That was a huge aha.
$65,000 worth
and
because
so,
of your shirt.
Yeah, and so that's a big aha, because you sometimes you don't know the impact that you have, and
mm-hmm.
and I think when people are, I mean, because I know of people out in the world right now who are not having an easy time about it. They're really having
mm-hmm.
a really tough time with the pandemic and the jobs and the, you know, some of them have,
mm-hmm.
You know, drinking issues, maybe addiction issues.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are, mm-hmm. you know, I can text. I have a mutual friend that not only did he lose his wife, but he has a little bit of a drinking issue. And so I don't lecture him. I text him, tell
mm-hmm.
him, you know, I send him pictures of, you know, beautiful sunsets and say, you know, I hope you're having a beautiful day today. And if you need to talk to me, call me. And, you know, and it's not
mm-hmm.
about trying to, quote unquote, fix him. It's about showing that some, you know, and there are a group of us that, you know, message him, showing him that we care. And he doesn't live, obviously, he doesn't live in the state that I live in. But we do have mutual friends that live in that state, and they will go, and even in the pandemic, they will and spend time with him. So
mm-hmm.
energetically, it's being an example
mm-hmm.
of what's possible.
Mm-hmm. And you can send energy from a distance, like you said, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you can't be with somebody, you can do meditation or however you get into that state. Usually just closing your eyes will get you, you know, into a different state of mind. And then you just imagine for them, you know, protection around them, whatever mm-hmm. you're trying to imagine for them. Maybe they're having trouble paying their rent. You just imagine that the rent money is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that little bit could help that person.
I had a few friends yesterday that are posting about health issues, not just the pandemic stuff, but other things that are happening. And
mm-hmm.
so I posted on a few
mm-hmm.
of them. I'm sending you, you know, a lot of them don't know what Reiki is. Some of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't speak necessarily in the terminology that you and I use. But I said, I'm going to send you
mm-hmm.
some loving energy and big virtual hugs, you know. So when I say that,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
sit, I'm going to go sit in a quiet place and I'm going to think about them and I'm going to send them that beautiful, healing, mm-hmm. loving, white light energy. And mm-hmm. I'll do a chakra alignment and just, mm-hmm. and ask spirit. One of the things that I learned a couple of weeks ago, and it's something that we talk about all the time, is to ask, mm-hmm. go ahead and be in an attitude of gratitude with spirit or source or God and say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I say, thank you, spirit, so much for this healing energy that I'm allowed to send it over to my friend. Or thank you, spirit, mm-hmm. for clearing, like driving yesterday. Thank you, spirit, for sending this clear and beautiful day to allow us mm-hmm. to travel and enjoy our trip. You know, so you precede it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and you precede the love or the healing, or just precede having mm-hmm. a positive, peaceful, wonderful day, whatever that is, because we do speak, and you know, a lot of people will talk about that too, speak into existence how you want your life to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, I talked to you that one time where I read that, I think it was in India, I'd have to double check that, but where they have shamans that actually people hire for their weddings so that they won't have
mm-hmm.
rain.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, through energy, they work on it for days so that the weather will cooperate. So that's pure energy.
Yeah, it's very
mm-hmm.
powerful. That's very
mm-hmm.
powerful stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to people don't realize how powerful they are and what energy they actually
Correct.
Have within themselves to be able to shift and move. And here's the interesting part, and this used to be a joke in my studio, because they always say I lived on planet Anna. I had my own planet, you know, I had my own little universe. I was doing my own little thing, right? But in actuality, each of us do. Each of us do.
Right.
And so
That's
sometimes
right.
our little planets will kind of hang out with other people's planets, and we're all, you know, we're all hanging out together.
Right.
And sometimes you're just right. doing your own thing. And there's so many, I think we were talking about this about a month ago when we were saying, you know, there's so many ideas and so many truths for people out there that we can't even fathom some of the realities that people live
mm-hmm.
because they perpetuate
mm-hmm.
a thought. Or there's, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that's,
mm-hmm.
I think it was like last night we were watching some show on, what was it called, Scary People, but it was, and honestly, it was about serial killers, and it was
mm-hmm.
the mindset of people, because this one guy that we watched, when they finally found him, he was actually the president of, like, the church, not the minister, but he's the president of the business end of the church. He was held in high esteem. He was a father of two. He held, he had a decent job. But he ran a span
Sounds
of 30
like BTK.
Years.
Sounds like BTK.
That's exactly
like
what it
BTK.
Was.
Sounds like BTK.
It was. And just, I'd never heard of this before. And for some reason,
uh-huh.
we were glued on watching the show. And it kind of freaked me out a little
mm-hmm.
bit, but I was like, I just could not wrap my brain around how those people would think, and I don't want to. And at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were talking about compartmentalizing different things, and I thought, you know, people do, they come into this world for these experiences, and I'm going to go back to that because I know everybody's like, well, you know, we didn't ask for this or whatever. But in actuality, when you
uh-huh.
understand who you really are and why you're here on this planet, this is about having visceral experiences. And from my understanding, my learning, and my you know, taking these very interesting classes over the past, you know, dozen years of my life that I've really immersed myself into this, you realize that
mm-hmm.
we've all come into this world as a victim. We've all come into this world as a perpetrator. We've gone back and forth. We've shifted energy, and then we
mm-hmm.
do we shift in different levels. Nothing. It's not good and it's not bad. It just is. And once you get to that that point, and I will tell you as a human being, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get sad, you're going to get mad, you're going to get angry. Be okay with that. Allow yourself those emotions. Don't not.
What can I learn from this? What can I learn
from this?
Turn it into a positive spin. What can I learn from this?
Yes. What's my gift? And when you can spin that around and actually start looking for the gift, you know, and I know people are out there are going to say, well, where's there a gift in a serial killer? Where is there a gift in this? Where is, you know, so I, you know, first of all, I don't know because I'm not dealing with, I'm not dealing with that in this lifetime. But I have come across people that I have had in my life for a period of time that had an experience with something similar, you know? And I'd always like kind of shocked and awed me all at the same time that I had one of my old hairdressers, her sister, you know, and I can't tell you what serial killer it was, but she was one of his victims. And so coming across that, and then, you know, people who have had family members brutally murdered, and just trying to understand, you know, I shouldn't try to understand the mindset of these people, but it's so weird to me how, you know, if those that are listening and you know, I'm talking about this, and I certainly don't want to get into this conversation about it, but there's a book called Radical Forgiveness, and I've mentioned this book before. And when you read that book, it really helps you sort of step back from it and really understand the different, I don't want to say it's a purpose necessarily, but just how to step into a different set of shoes, how to perceive it in a different way. So, and it's helped so many people heal. I think, what is that group? There's a group out there, and I know there's a couple of them, but Landmark. Have you heard of Landmark, Anita?
Yeah, I've gone through their classes. It used to be the forum. I think it is called Landmark Forum.
Landmark Forum.
So I've gone through several of their classes.
You've been through Landmark? Okay. I have people who are immersed in Landmark, and I was invited to a couple of their, you know, beginning things or whatever. And, you know, that's sort of a radical, isn't there like a radical forgiveness kind of thing that happens where you have to call somebody who really...
What it is you're in a room with a bunch of people, and the instructor is like a mirror of you. So you don't get away with anything, because the instructor has been taught to be a mirror of you. And even one course they teach, you know how some people repeat the same story and over again. My parents did this and blah, 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 you know, and they repeat that their whole life and carry it their whole life and dump that on people their whole life. And so in one of their courses, they have you write your story and they have you repeat it until you start laughing. It takes 50 times to repeat it to see how much that has held you back, because you've been speaking that story your whole life instead of, like you said, just forgiving and moving on.
Because isn't that sort of what... I mean, we do these sessions that are clear those blocks of resistance, but when you continue that loop, when you continue that same conversation, or you bring up and you're still holding on to things from the past, that's one of the things
that comes into your life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what I realized, like, this week when I went to visit some friends up in Virginia and realized that they lived originally here in Georgia, and there were certain things that were happening that when this happens and then this happens, life is going to be so much better, right? So they did. They changed their life and moved, because that was, you know, part of the plan. We're going to change. We're going to change everything, and then everything's going to be so much better. But in actuality, here it is, you know, 3 years later, and they're kind of, they're not in the exact same situation, but they're in a very similar situation because it wasn't about the external. It was about the internal. And that internal has not shifted very much. And, you know, it came to a point while I was there, because even though I can talk this, but if you're not willing to have that conversation for yourself and you're not willing to take the steps to make the shifts and make the changes in your own life, then it's not, it'll change, but it's not going to be, how can we say that? It's not going to be the easiest. Not saying that even being aware of it is necessarily all easy. It, what I just want to say is that the universe has a way of knocking you about a little bit until you get it, you know?
Well, right. Well, that's what I was going to say when people say, I just can't have a good relationship, you know?
Right.
But that's because, like you said, they haven't gone inside to see, well, plus they're speaking they can't have a good relationship, so guess what? But, you know, that's why I'm so big on words. But but regardless, if you don't go inside and realize that, you know, you have responsibility to have a good relationship.
Right.
So, you know, you have to set the energy, you have to set the tone, you have to set your boundaries so you're not getting into the same situation. So, you know, again, it, the responsibility is for us to go inward and, you know, change.
Right.
And it's like up you to said, it's not something external.
Right. And it, so that's when you change, you know, I see people doing this a lot. If when I get, you know, let's say for example, when I get my new house, I'm going to be happy. When I get my new car, when I get my own place, I'm going to be happy. So it's like, no, you get happy and then you get your own place and it becomes idyllic. And then it becomes something different. It's, it's not, and there's, you know, we're constantly talking about moving towards something versus moving away from something. You know, I left, you know, friends that leave different, I'm moving away to get away from these certain types of people, only to find the same energetic types of people wherever they end up. Because it's not about people. It's about the person.
It's about what you attract.
What's the common denominator in all of that? It's usually us.
Right.
You know, like we're the common denominator.
That's it.
So,
and take it from someone who's been married 6 times.
You are now the number one expert on relationships.
Correct. On
that was
how
sort of
not
my joke.
To do a relationship. Yeah.
Because, you know, and that's a lot too. People think, oh, well, I'm going to, I've got friends who are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to marry that guy and I'm going to change him. Like, oh, wait a second.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. I can tell you right
that
now
doesn't
that doesn't work.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, I didn't really like the way they did this or the way they treated me. But, you know, I loved this external validation I got from this person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been an interesting one to watch, too. You know, I just have a lot of friends that are I don't want to say a lot, just a few, that you're just curious about, you know, the connectivity in their relationship, because it's not, yes, it's not ideal, but they pay attention to me. You know, it's like, wait a second. Why don't you pay attention to yourself for a while? I'll tell you, that's my number one thing. If you're you got this because you're doing it right now. You know, you're like, I've got it. We're to the point where it's like, we've got to be ourselves. We have to be us, and we have to experience what it's like to be us and even do the things that we don't necessarily like doing so that we can move through those things and understand what's the one that
you taught me that one with my procrastination of doing things by myself. Yeah. You know, and I'm just pushing through it.
That's what you sent me that text today. I'm pushing through it.
Yeah, and it's turning out fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't necessarily have to have somebody standing over you, watching you or being there.
No.
For you to get it done.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's so weird because I think the realization is, guess what? I'm okay being alone. That's
mm-hmm.
when you get your power back. That's when
mm-hmm.
when you're standing in a place where you're okay, like today with Lily's picture coming up and saying, you know what, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You love that
mm-hmm.
kid, and you have a big smile on your face because you know that kid loves you. And that's all that I
mm-hmm.
need, you know. And I appreciate
mm-hmm.
the moments that I get to spend with them, and I appreciate the fact that they are
mm-hmm.
in this world and they are enjoying themselves, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you turn,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is that one? We turn the frown upside down. You shift
mm-hmm.
your thoughts. You shift how you feel internally. And the thing is, too, I don't want to say hide it, because when I first started understanding law of attraction, think towards the good stuff. We only want the good stuff. We want the stuff that's good. And that's great, and move in that direction. But it doesn't mean that you're going to stub your toe, not going to stub your toe, or you're going to hurt yourself, or you're going to trip over, you're going to be sad, you're going to cry. You're going to do all the human things that we were meant to come and do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that at all. But, you
but it's what you learn from it.
Right.
It's
right.
what you learn from it. Yep.
You don't stay there for hours or days or weeks or years.
Mm-mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was a big one. Like you were talking about being, you've been very super sensitive. And actually, Amy sent me something, and I wanted to talk about this because I guess it's there's a double full moon tonight.
Oh my goodness, no
double
wonder.
Excuse me.
Oh wow.
So this is a rare thing because it's the second, we've had two new moons in Cancer. So the first one was the eclipse that we had not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like we
Which
were on the air during that one too.
Heavy energy. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the double new moon brings us a portal to unlimited possibilities, miracles, significant positive change, and extreme luck. So she
mm-hmm.
sent me this little thing, and it says, today's double new moon is here to put us 5 years ahead in life. Align with it and live your best
life.
So it's you affirm and align to your dreams. And let's see, it says that it's rare because the first new moon in Cancer was a new moon solar eclipse. And so we had that one, and it's when the sun is blocked
right.
by a new moon. During this event, we experience sort of energetic reset to release old energy and align with our purpose. So so this is the double new moon. So it's an energetic recharge to transform our lives, increase strength to become our best version and shift the second half of 2020, unlimited possibilities to manifest real love, good fortune, and prosperity. The new moon in Cancer energy are all about our deepest desires and emotions and our drive and perseverance to achieve it. The universe is reminding us to be fearless in pursuit of our biggest dreams. So.
Gosh, could you imagine if everybody on the planet did that right now?
Yeah.
Powerful energy.
It would be very, very powerful. And I think that's what people don't realize, and I'll say this again, this pandemic was brought about by tribal mentality, our thinking and experiencing
mm-hmm.
this life as we know it. So even if you said
mm-hmm.
in your mind, at your job or in your life, I'm tired and I wish I could just get off. So I wish I could just, you know, sometimes it's like you're on a merry-go-round, you just want to stop for a few minutes, just want to stop. If you've even thought about that or said,
mm-hmm.
I need a break or I'm tired, that you put something in the pot. And we all did it. Every single one of us has
mm-hmm.
done it. We've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm tired of this or I'm
mm-hmm.
tired of this life or I want something new or I want to change. And so the buildup and buildup
mm-hmm.
and buildup of that energy has brought on this pandemic. And so there's so many different perspectives. Like there's the, what is it, the 80-year rule or something like that? Like this, you know, if you actually mm-hmm. look at the timeline of different huge events happening, mm-hmm. we're right in alignment with that. And so this is about transformation. And so when we can turn mm-hmm. that kind of negative thing into a positive thing, that'll bring about positive change. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're here.
Yep. There you have it.
That's why we're talking about yep. this now. Because yep. the stuff that we've been doing off air, I know has helped me. I just feel more peaceful and more in alignment.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. Yes, the stuff you do is very powerful.
Well, I think it's the energy of the group that's really supporting. I mean, we're supporting everybody wherever they're at, and I think that's important because we do mm-hmm. have people in there who are, I mean, I feel like I said the other night that you and Liz, I feel like you guys, you know, have got this intuitive, really good intuitive connection going with Source or the superconscious mind
mm-hmm.
or universe or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people who, you know, I'm not necessarily trying to figure it out. I think I'm at the stage of allowing, you know, like
mm-hmm.
allowing this
mm-hmm.
to happen. Yeah. And then there's some people who mm-hmm. are still trying to figure it out. They're trying to understand it and they're well on their path.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So good stuff. I think it's very much important for people to really get this energetic, just this energetic part of it, because it has to, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't want to say it has to start there, but it really does. It really does.
Oh, it'll change their life. It'll change
yeah.
their life. Yep. For
yeah.
the better.
So yep. what are some, let's see, what can we tell people how they can start when they're not, like they're just kind of shuffling around and they're trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I start? How do I get to this place of peace? You know, what are some things that you can tell them?
For me, like I said, I think the first shift is watching their words. Because a lot of times people are not loving to themselves either. You know, they'll say things like, I can't do this job, or I feel, you know, I get frustrated all the time. I mean, they say unloving words to themselves too. And, you know, when we're all learning something, there's going to be times when we hit a bump in the road and we just have to go through the bump, over the bump, whatever, and say,
mm-hmm.
okay, oh, good. Well, I hit this mm-hmm. bump, but you know what? I learned this and this and this from this bump, which is going to help me a mile down the road.
Right.
You know, if you look at it that way, instead of talking unloving to yourself. So, you know, get the stretchy bracelet, put it on one of your hands, and when you notice yourself gossiping or saying something bad about somebody or judging or something bad about yourself, you know, say cancel, clear, delete, or that's my old story, and switch your bracelet. That's a start.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I would say is, you know, like you said, if you do have a need to forgive, if you're carrying around an old story your whole life, that maybe your book would be a good suggestion, where you learn to just let go and forgive that. You don't have to forget it. We're, you know, Anna and I aren't saying that you're going to forget it. But at least you're letting it go and not letting it stand in the way of your forward progress in life.
Right.
So I think those are two good places to start.
Right. And forgiveness is really for yourself. You know, you can tell someone,
mm-hmm.
I forgive you. But that energy is about you. That energy is about forgiving yourself for having whatever non-supporting thoughts or non-supporting reactive, whatever it is that you that happens, you know. The triggers, it's really about yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not really about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think when when you start understanding that everything is about soothing you. Everything is about soothing that part of you, not from an egotistical way and not from a narcissistic sort of way, but
self-care.
It's really about self-care and being kind to yourself, transforming who you are. Because nothing, and this is, and I will say this over and over again, if you've got some stuff going on external of you, or you're having a tough time in relationship, or you're having money issues or any of that stuff, when you make peace with yourself, not the job, not the parent, not the child, not, you know, the sibling, not the cousin, not the friend, not nothing. When you soothe yourself and you take care of yourself, you will find the energy will shift, because it has to. So the relationships actually do become different. Some of them may fall away because you're not in alignment anymore, and you've got to be okay with that. I think what I talked about actually just recently is that one of the things that I enjoy doing is supporting people as they go through this transition of becoming who they were meant to be. Because when you ask for change in the world, and when you are going to transform yourself, you actually do take on a new identity. You take on becoming someone else, and not from a, you know, I'm going to change my name and all that. You know, maybe some people do, but, you know, some people go way out there to change who they are. This is really about changing yourself internally, and then you will see the changes externally, and then you will see the changes all around you. And sometimes those changes mean letting go of people, places, and things that don't serve you. You know, I know people who can't stand their jobs, who hate their jobs. And I'm not telling people to go out and quit their jobs, but I will tell you that if you persist in that thinking, you'll actually make yourself sick. And when I say sick, I mean dis-ease, lack of ease. So
you're right. Instead of what can I learn from this job that can help me when I find my ideal job?
Right. Or what do I appreciate about, what do I appreciate, or what am I in gratitude of this right now, so that I do, when I'm ready to release it and let it go, I'm releasing it from a place of appreciation and gratitude, and not from a place of I've got to get out of here. And I'm actually moving towards something versus moving away from it. So if you take anything, if we take anything away from this conversation, and again, you talk about words, those subtle shifts in words and subtle shifts in perspective can change your whole life. When we talk about quantum changes, the word quantum actually means small. It's tiny little steps that have to be done in order to make this big thing happen. You know, some people go, wow, that person, they just came out of nowhere and now they're famous and whatever. Well, if you talk to that person, chances are they've worked way long and hard before that, before they even got their break or something happened. You know, there was something that lined up for them. So to me, that's interesting. Because when we look at our lives and we're just beating ourselves up, we'll just continue to get more of that. I was trying to find this quote that somebody had. It says, you either get bitter or you get better. It's that simple. You either take what has been dealt to you and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice does not belong to fate. It belongs to you. I was like, true. You know, like, that's so true. So just so many ways of, because there's a lot of people, you know, I think about this, as we get older, I think some people just allow life to kind of make them make them bitter. You know, they blame things. I'm this
right.
type
you
of
have
person.
To take responsibility.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. And that's for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we
yep.
do. Yep.
Right.
But so, all the time. All energy, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mindful of, really be mindful of those thoughts and those internal internal signals that you get from it, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of folks out there that say fake it till you make it. And I kind of understand that. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, if you're giving yourself false hope, and I don't mean
mm-hmm.
it like the, you know, what I can say is really ask yourself if in a certain, if say something's really bothering you, really sit with it and say, you know, first of all, can I look at it from a different perspective? Can I say to myself, is this bothering me right now? Like right now, there's so many things that I could allow to bother me as I'm even doing this show. It's like, but I choose to be focused here. I choose to be
mm-hmm.
present right now. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't get, because they're constantly bringing up the past, and they're constantly, I heard somebody even yesterday saying, I can't wait till we get back to normal. And, you know, I didn't want to be,
we were
I didn't want to be,
we were normal.
I was like, yeah, what does that mean? I can't
mm-hmm.
wait till everything goes back to normal. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's going to get back to normal.
I think we're more normal now. Yeah, I think we're more
yeah.
normal because we're looking inside and we're becoming our true selves as human
yeah.
beings and souls. And, you know, we're discovering what we like, what we don't like, what makes us comfortable, what makes us uncomfortable. So there's just so many lessons in this whole thing to really improve our lives.
Yeah. And I think we were forced to kind of deal with that in a way, and some people did, and
mm-hmm.
some people just, they did not.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just refused.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
mm-hmm.
that's another thing that this allowed us to be a mirror for ourselves, right? And be have to sit alone with yourself and have to be in a space by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, from, mm-hmm. I remember the first 2 months of this quarantine, I was definitely, you know, with my dad and his wife, and we didn't always,
mm-hmm.
we didn't hang out with each other 24/7, you know, we definitely,
mm-hmm.
we were all doing our own thing. And I had one side of the house and they basically had the other side. And the only time we ever saw each other really was during meals and usually at dinner, you know,
mm-hmm.
not that we didn't want
mm-hmm.
to. Not that we didn't want to spend time together,
right.
but we had things to do. I mean, we were busy,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were actually busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really fascinating. And I was at peace with it because I like people, Anita. I love to be around people. You know that.
I know you do.
I love to be around people. And so this was kind
yeah.
of an interesting change. And I will say this too, though. I am in a 7 year as far as numerology goes. So I am, that's an introspective, 7 I call it a God number. It's that number of introspection and seeking. You'll ask questions. And I'm there. I get it. Because I can sit still. I can
mm-hmm.
be still. I can be more still now than I've ever been. And I appreciate the fact that I can be that. You know, I don't have to be busy
mm-hmm.
all the time. I can actually
mm-hmm.
stop and say, I'm just going to take time out for myself,
right.
which has been... Yeah, absolutely. A different way. You know, where last year, I mean, I'm still kind of all over the place, but, you know, last year I was like gone a lot, like just, you know, just
mm-hmm.
figuring things out. And this year I'm like, you know, the interesting part is I'm not necessarily asking all of these like curiosity questions. It's more about
mm-hmm.
observing and really peeling
mm-hmm.
back what I'm observing. And I find that extremely
mm-hmm.
fascinating. And I'm learning a lot.
Right.
That.
I think we find more peace in observing. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. And I pulled some cards for the group before we end. So,
whenever. Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do those
for
now.
Our listeners.
Wind down, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I felt the need to pull cards from guardian angels because I feel like a lot of us do have, because we've been more still, that we do have a lot of help around us. And so it's interesting because the first card was the number 7 and be open to success. So look at all the wonderful things you could do when you listen mm-hmm. to your divine guidance. Mm-hmm. And also, you were kind of saying this. We were saying, you know, open up, be able to receive. And it says allow others to shower you with the gratitude you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, open yourself up to receiving. And then the next card was a 3 of emotion. And I know everybody will be glad on this call. Wonderful news is on the way. Exciting new beginnings or happy endings are just around the corner.
Mm.
And then the next card was a 5, which is change, 5 of thought. The path mm-hmm. you were on seemed like the right one, but now you've run into a challenge. No kidding. Changes are necessary that you can get back on track. Avoid negative people who are draining or who bring unwanted dramas into your life. And then I pulled one from my shaman cards, too, the number 8, which to me is always abundant. It's
abundance,
purple.
Yep.
And it says, when the circle appears, it reminds you you're connected to everything and everyone, including to your guide, spirit, you know, whoever calls that. So when the circle invites you to dance in the sacred steps of life, know that your work, your love, your service brings greater value than you can know. Stay on course, keep dancing, and all will be well. Well,
Very powerful.
I think that's great news.
Oh, yeah. 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 And that's, again, you know, I feel like those cards are validating for the journey that we've been on up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those that are listening to this show are, you're either at that point where you're asking a bunch of questions and the answers are going to come. They're going to come in very strange ways. And a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
well, all of them, 100% will be internal. Your own answers will show up, and you will get guidance
mm-hmm.
external from you. And just be open to it coming from very interesting
mm-hmm.
places. And know that there are people out in this world who want to help support whatever journey you're on, and we would certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to that. So, Anita, how can people contact you if they would like to book a session with you?
Well, Anna will be working on my website as soon as I get her the information. But it's Anita@earthpathguide.com.
All right. So, Anita@earthpathguide.com. And you can
mm-hmm.
always contact me through Blog Talk here or ask@universalenergyradio.com so that, and you can even on any of our shows, if you send an email and you want something sent specifically to a certain host, because we do have other hosts on the show, I will get it to them. So
mm-hmm.
just definitely contact me there. But yeah, so that was our hour. I appreciate you, Anita, for showing up and having this conversation. I feel like these conversations
Gladly.
Are always wanted, and whatever little but I feel like we're putting big energy out there. I used to think, you know, what can one person do in this world, and we're doing it. I mean, we've
a lot.
Definitely we know we've affected at least one person, right? we know
right.
that for
and
a
all
so
and all the callers on here have the same power.
You do. You do.
Yep.
You absolutely do. Just step into that. And
mm-hmm.
to me is one of the most powerful things that you can do is take steps to creating your peaceful, compassionate, kind, loving life. That,
mm-hmm.
it's that simple.
It's the first
step.
That That's right.
Yep. You will find mm-hmm. that things will open up for you. Opportunities open up. People show up for you. The
mm-hmm.
abundance, I mean, those evidence comes in forms of just opportunities, money, and I want to say just gifts of so when you give that to yourself, and I go back to that because Anita, you and I, you know,
mm-hmm.
we've kind of known we want to help people, we want to give. At the same time, I mean, I know for me and through you, I'm learning to receive, and it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I get tickled mm-hmm. with it sometimes because it's definitely
mm-hmm.
it works. It's definitely working. I mean,
right.
one of my intentions was get my calls going at the same time, have a way to travel and do these things, and
mm-hmm.
it shows up. It absolutely has shown up for
mm-hmm.
me, and I'm so in appreciation
mm-hmm.
of that. But anyway. Over and over again, we have an attitude of gratitude, and we're doing this.
Yeah.
All right. So I thank you. I appreciate you. And I don't know if you have anything else. Okay. All right. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Transform your abundance. Get inspired, folks. Let's do this. Let's rock this world.
Yeah.
Let's shift
let's
it into 5D.
It.
I mean,
let's do it together.
Because that's. It's exciting when you've got people out there holding, like vibrationally holding your hand, energetically wanting to experience that same love, kindness, compassion as everybody else. And this is what's happening. And it's one person at a time or a group at a time. You know, you may be talking to a group of 10
mm-hmm.
and two people get that, aha, I get it, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stand up, be that light.
And they
yep,
spread
and then
it
they
out
spread it, and
others.
It goes.
Yep.
It's, that's exactly what we're looking at. So we will be
mm-hmm.
back on again on Monday. We do have other shows here, so check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. On Instagram, we're Universal Energy Media. Please follow us, and we will just enjoy sharing in the everything, the prosperity,
love and
the
compassion.
Abundance.
Yep.
The love, the connections, everything.
Yes.
All right. Just know that you're infinitely
yeah.
loved. All right. All right. All right.
Yes.
Love you, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.